Hey guys, your front row with Jackie Rowe, and I have been so extremely busy just, you know, doing what we do best. So I'm sorry I haven't been consistent with the podcast. The last one you heard was we were talking about Black Lives Matters, and I'm quite sure everybody's aware now that Black life doesn't really matter because we are just killing each other black on black. So I'm like, you know, really, what's the sense? Like, we leave from one thing and we go into a worse situation. But anywho, let me just bring you up to speed. So one of my nephew is Demencio Montana's son. I'm quite sure a lot of people is very aware of who he is. And, you know, he's still a legend amongst a lot of people for us in Brooklyn because he was a brother to me. And a lot of my friends, we all miss him very dearly. And so his son just did a documentary, did his first documentary about him. And I think it was very, very good. So I was just on the line talking to one of my dear friends, you know what I mean? My comrade, her name is Karen Branch, and we were just talking about, you know, just little things about it. And Karen said, Jackie, I don't think people know, you know, certain things. And I said, you know what, Karen, let me put this on a podcast. So with no further ado, this is one of my dearest girlfriends, I mean, for over 30 years. This is Karen Branch. Hey, Karen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we fine. How are you? How you hanging out with this son?
I'm hanging in there, Jackie. Hanging in there,
taking
one day at a time.
That's all we can do. So, Karen, we were just talking about the Mincio, and you was just shedding some light. Like, you know, could you bring us back to that era? I know it's kind of painful, but could you shed some light on it? Like, first of all, I was saying congratulations to Demencio.
Yes, he did a phenomenal job on his documentary of his dad, and it was very painful. Very painful.
Awesome.
Very tasteful. I was just sharing, Jackie and I were having a conversation, and when we started reminiscing a little bit, which is nothing new, and I was talking about Demencio, the documentary, and I was like, yeah, it was awesome. And I told her that Demencio and I were very close. Yes. I remember the day that he got the call to ride down to D.C. to go back. And he called me. He said that he was going and that he needed to stay at Lisa and Lynn house, which are twins from D.C. Mm-hmm. He ended up staying with Lisa. And he was supposed to go see his son. He was born. I don't even think he saw his son yet. I don't think he saw his son. What is his son's name? His mom is Tanya. Mm-hmm. And he went and called me that morning, said that he was going, but other things transpired. It was devastating. At that time, the day that it happened, I was in Manhattan with my friend Pop, and I think it was Cleo or Tanya, and I had a pain and pain in my stomach. Oh, wow. Out of nowhere. And I went back to the garage where I parked my car. When I went walking down, it was like a ramp. I remember it so clearly. And the parking attendant said, are you okay? I was like, yeah, my stomach. He said, can you make it? I was like, yeah. So I went home. I got in my bed. I was rolled up in a fetal position. My phone rang, and it was just unbelievable that Demencio was dead. I jumped out, I drove to Cordia house, and I was just in a state of shock. I made the arrangement for his body to be brought back to New York, and it's never been the same. And I visualized Demencio. He used to love Fila. Mm-hmm. He had this beautiful yellow Fila ski coat. Mm-hmm. And I visualized him in that coat so much. He was a good dude. Mm-hmm. He was a good dude, a nice friend, jokes. It's just unbelievable up until this day.
You know, you hear so many stories about him, and, you know, like people, like, you know, because we're so close to him, and I'm talking about our close-knit, you know, relationship with him.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't understand. It's just that when you were talking about the pain. And that's so real. Like, you know, people don't understand. You see shit like this on a movie. You hear shit like this on a movie.
And but that pain was what happened when he got popped, when he was dying.
Wow.
We were so close. I never had pain like that in my life.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
deep. I was in pain. I had to leave popping.
Yeah.
I was in pain, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like a bond that's strong. Like, you know, people don't understand. We can't never see when we breathe or hear, you know. I mean, not saying hear, but just the power of the frequency, our body frequency or the energy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And when someone is trying to reach out to you, and you were in Manhattan and he were in DC, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at that. You felt it. You know what I mean? Like I don't even think I remember hearing that story. You know what I mean? But you felt it because there's so much stories around Demencio that, you know what I mean, we really need to talk about. I don't think we ever really talked about it because it went from you know, having to transport the body to me and Mike having to set up his funeral arrangements and bury him. You know what I mean? And we had our little days, you know, for that whole 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, you know, of dealing with. I don't think we ever really, you know, we stood out. I remember me and Mike and all of us, we stood out. Remember at Rose Hill Cemetery? We stood out. Yeah, we stood out on the ground of the lawn, the lawn of the burial place. We were like the last ones there. Everybody was gone, but we stood there on the burial ground like, we couldn't move. We were just like stuck. Yeah. And then we left and we went right by Regina and them house. I'll never forget that. I don't know how we end up. Yeah, I don't know how we got over by Miss what's Pop Putio and their mom's name. Yeah, Miss Juanita. We went right over there. We was out there with her. But I don't think we ever, it's been so much years now, Karen. It's been so many years and we never really sat and talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we were all just so numb. But for you to had that, you know, story, I was like, no, I have to definitely, you know, share that with people because people don't know how close we were all with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all shared a different bond. You know what I mean? And to see Demencio taking his time, you know what I mean, to just put it together and so eloquently put, you know what I mean, from
served him a different purpose.
Yeah, you know.
You know, out of us, each one had our own relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was phenomenal. He was funny.
Yes.
The laugh, fuck out.
I know.
It was unbelievable. It really was.
The big baby ass self.
It really was.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? He loved lamb chops. He loved lamb chops.
He loved him some lamb chops, huh?
And I really think that his mom passed away from a broken heart.
Yeah, she was hurt. That was her baby.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
From a broken heart.
Yeah.
Cody and I had started hanging out. And, you know, at that time, there was an incident with my car, so I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody would let me use the Mansfield car. Mm-hmm. And they did something. Peter Shue did something at Terrace on the Park.
Mm-hmm.
To honor Demencio and Claudia, and I went.
And
he loved Kid Capri. Oh my God!
I gotta get Kid Capri on this too. Then Demencio was such a funny person. He was very meticulous. Mm-hmm. Like people don't even know that. Like it was certain things that you would not think that he liked. You know, he was very vain about certain things and certain things that people thought that he.
I remember Mike was having a fight in Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
and Becky and I, they was already down there. Becky and I wanted to go,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, you know, that was like a little hard time, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so I was like, come on, Becky, we got gas, don't worry, all of them, we're gonna be all right. So we only had gas, so you know the Brooklyn way. We gonna make it.
That's
we
right.
Stopped. We got our thing. I got Becky our food. We got our food. I got Becky food. My food. Those little hamburgers from Roy Rogers. I'll never forget. We went to Atlantic City. We went to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
I played the wheel. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I hit for like $300-$400. Becky was like, come on, we're leaving. So we got t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We wasn't even dressed up. We had on, I think we even had on sneakers, jeans, the t-shirts with our mink coat. Mm-hmm. And we
chilling the Brooklyn way, effortless.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And we end up going to the club, the after party. And the mid show got Becky in our room at the hotel. I mean, he was just awesome. He was awesome. He was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was awesome. Awesome.
Good heart, good heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that, you know, we are all, you know, grown and everything, and we all went our own ways and we do things. But one thing for certain is that we do come back, you know what I mean? And we do cherish mm-hmm, our past mm-hmm, and certain mm-hmm, little things that,
yes,
we, you know, we can always say that we remember, we hold very near and dear. And so many people don't even mm-hmm. know, like people, you know, I be watching a lot of people, they idolize and they hear about them. It's always, you know, him and, yeah. And the other
our
guy.
Our children lived it. Like Antoine always said mm-hmm. that people watch it. But I lived in the picture with him when they was on, where were we in? Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
And Missy has it on his fit. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it was King's Dominion. King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
You were all there, King's Dominion. I mean, it's just horrible. It's horrible. It changed. That affected so many. And it's many people have transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think about them, but it's nothing like how we think about them in Seattle.
Some of the things Demencio, all right, like I wanted to say, like, could you just share, not say remember, but besides him loving lamb chops, like, you know, what was another moment that you remembered about him that, you know, you just shared him with, you know, y'all coming to Atlantic City, y'all didn't have anything, and he saw y'all and y'all put
family. Yeah. He loved his family.
Mm-hmm.
He was family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
100%. He loved the ground his mom walked on. They called her Claudie Claude. Claudie Claude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loved family.
And he loved his brothers, all his brothers. He had no sisters.
He loved his family.
He loved all his little brothers.
Yes, he did. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He did. He really did.
And I think
really
that's what wounded, like when I think about when he died, when I went over there, I just saw the hurt in his brother's face, his little brother's face, because he was like the backbone, you know?
And they haven't been, yeah, I don't think they've covered since. And the oldest brother stepped in and took over and did a great job for his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And Missy will be so proud of him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it was like
it was like
four or five of them. How many was it? Three or four?
It was Gotti, Kenyatta, Omar, four brothers he had.
Right.
And I saw in a documentary of someone that had passed away as a little baby.
Yeah, right. The first one. Yeah,
she had all boys. Oh,
yeah, and no girls. So that's probably why we were all so close to him. Because, that dude used to have me dying. He used to be like, yo, why she gotta act like that, man?
Yo, man,
Jackie, I'm telling you, man. Yo, man. I'd be like, Demencio is just a girl thing. He'd be like, but nah, man, she ain't gotta be acting like that, man. It's
exactly,
not that serious. I said, Demencio, it is. To her, man, that shit is just dumb, man. Just straight dumb, man. Like, I always be telling Demencio, I said, your father was a...
Whenever he walked in the room, he illuminated the whole entire room.
Yeah.
His smile. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just...
But Jackie, thanks. Allow me to share about the Demencio going, but never, ever, ever forgot.
Well, thank you, because I thought it
thank
was something
you.
Very important for the world to just hear, you know, just have a little, you know, intake from a few of his close friends.
And also, before in closing, I just want to say this. I have two girlfriends from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, I'm extremely close with them. And how I met them was Demencio. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Demetrio Kim. I have a friend at home that acts just like you. You gotta meet her. And he connected us.
Wow.
He connected us. Yes.
To Karen.
And that has been about 30 years. Because my oldest son, Antoine, is 38.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him around when Antoine was about 8 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's always connecting, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that for the most part, for people that don't know Demetrio, you've heard stories here and there, but, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, you hear these stories from us. They're not fabricated. They are all real, you know, and they're genuine. You know what I mean? We shared a lot with him, you know, that a lot of people, you know, would just sit here and act like they know, but they didn't know him. So, you know, we're just honored to have known, you know, and to have him, to had met him in our life and still have his son, little Demetrio, you know what I mean, in our life, and Cindy, you know, and, you know, I hope everybody.
I want to take my hat off to Cindy as well.
Mm-hmm.
With having, you know, the love that Demetrio had for his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And for her too, I mean, she led him in a great direction, value education, and
absolutely,
you know, he turned out to be fantastic dad, son. He's just awesome. Oh. He's awesome. But thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, and thank you for being, you know, front row with Jackie Rowe and sharing your story and giving a little ins and out. And everybody, go and support the documentary. It was on Vimeo. You know, it's $20, you know, and there's T-shirts and memorabilia. So like I said earlier today, Brooklyn, you know, stand up and stand tall and support. You know, this is a young man, you know what I mean, who is a teacher, you know, like she said, Cindy did a great job of raising him, that wanted to just put together bits of pieces about his father's life to be able to express from what he had, you know, learned about his father. And I think him and his brother could walk away peacefully and learn that they did a great job because there's so much love.
They did.
You know, so
they
much
did.
Love. So thank you again, Karen,
for you,
coming on front row.
Night.
You too.
And be safe.
You too. All right, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.